It's very difficult to fire anyone in the federal government. As John McCain said, it's almost impossible. No matter how bad the quarterback is, he's your quarterback as long as he wants to be the quarterback. In a lot of federal agencies, your chances of dying on the job are higher than of getting fired.
Welcome back to A Bold Plan for America podcast. I'm with author and Trek CEO John Burke. And today we're going to talk about creating a high performance government. To start, you introduced the idea that in any organization, it's rarely just one big organization.
Yep.
It in fact is a fleet of smaller organizations.
Yep.
Talk about that idea, and then we're going to get into the challenge at hand.
Yeah, I think when you get to any size, you can't just look at it as one. We used to take a look at Trek as one big organization, and then over time we kept cutting it up into smaller pieces to where today it's over 800 different pieces. We want to create as many owners as possible so that people feel ownership, that teams feel like they can do something. And I think if you take a look at the United States government, the federal government, there's like 2.7 million employees. I think there's an opportunity. If you want the government to be a high performance government, I think there's an opportunity to break it down into smaller pieces and to really set a high standard. Like, my advice to the next president would be, let's have the best government in the world. Like, do you ever hear candidates talking about that? Like, these are people who are running for the highest office in the land, and nobody talks about running the best government in the world. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've been focused on here at Trek. And I think that the same thing can be done with the government, is set a high standard, which is, I want every unit of the government to be the best in the world at what we're doing. And your chances, if you announce that and you set that goal, your chances of achieving it are much higher than nobody ever talking about it.
So let's talk about it.
Okay.
There are two elements here to the problem that we have. First is that we failed to address a lot of the problems, and we'll talk about that, and also that it's difficult to make changes, particularly to the players that you have in
Yep.
those organizations. So talk first about failing to address the crisis, the big thing, until it becomes a big crisis.
And I think a lot of organizations have this problem because, you know, a lot of people don't want to deal with the ugly problem. And I'm reminded, there's some 25 years ago, I'm at a leadership conference, and some guy comes out and he goes, okay, he goes, here's the deal. He goes, what most managers like to do is they like to take care of small problems. So it's like an assistant brings a problem, they kind of bring out the problem, and the manager solves a small problem. He's like, yes, I'm the man, this is awesome. And so then the assistant comes and they bring another small problem out, and the person takes a look at it and they solve the problem. They're like, two in a row, baby, let's keep it going. And, you know, they're all fired up. And so then the assistant goes to the closet, and they take this key and they open up the closet. And then out comes this big hairy monster. And so they put the chain around the hairy monster and they drag the hairy monster out. And the big hairy monster comes out, and the manager takes a look at it and is like, oh, that's a huge problem. I don't want to deal with it. Put it away. We'll deal with it next week or next month or next year. And that's the United States government. It's like, you know, people have been warning about a pandemic. Bill Gates has a whole TED talk on it 5 years before it happened. Like, other people have, yeah, we put that one back in the closet. If you take a look at the health, the situation of health in the United States, 42% of our citizens are obese. It's on the way to 50%. And what does the government do? Put that baby back in the closet. We've got a whole bunch of people who are saying we are the closest we've ever been to nuclear Armageddon. Like, ding, should that get somebody's attention? And it's like, no, put that one back in the closet. And we take a look at $33 trillion in debt. Interest rates are double now. And why are interest rates really double? It's because the deficit is so freaking high. But whoa, let's blame it on the Fed or something like that, and let's put it back in the closet. And we fail to deal with these really big things. It's like, what do great leaders do? Great leaders, come on. Big hairy monster, let's go. Right now. Let's deal with it. And that's one of the problems we have in this campaign. Is we're talking about, we spend 92.7% of the time talking about nonsense. And then when anyone actually does ask a real question, they get a horse hockey answer back. And I really believe that government matters. Great government really matters. Good government matters. And we should be more demanding of our candidates as to what their plans are to run a good government.
The second component, the problem we need to solve, yeah, is around performance.
Okay.
You believe,
yeah,
leaders should set high standards and hold people accountable.
Yeah.
It's very difficult today to hold people accountable in federal roles. Talk about that.
Well, it's very difficult to fire anyone in the federal government. It's as John McCain said, it's almost impossible. And, you know, I just take a look at a sports team and go, how would your team be if you can't fire any of the coaches or you can't move out any of the players? You have what you have, and you have them for as long as they want to be there. That's the way it is. You go, well, you can't do that. And it's like, no, that's what you got. You have this, no matter how bad the quarterback is, he's your quarterback as long as he wants to be the quarterback. That's what we have in our government. Like, you can't move these people out. I worked on the President's Council for Physical Fitness, and, you know, small council, but I had some interaction, and there were some poor performers, and that person so badly wanted to make a change. Not going to happen. And, you know, your chances of being fired in a private sector job is 6 times that of being fired in a federal job. In fact, in a lot of federal agencies, your chances of dying on the job are higher than of getting fired. And, you know, if you want to set high standards and hold people accountable, if you want to be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be demanding. And when you do that, the person who gets the most rewards are the employees. And I'm all for paying people well, providing great benefits, having an awesome place to work. But if you're really not into your job, you're working for the taxpayer, baby. And it's game time. And I think my advice to the next president would be, do something about it. And no one's taken that on yet, and my advice would be take it on.
Well, your specific advice would be to create the John McCain High Performing Government Act.
Yeah.
Why John McCain? And we'll go through the components of it, but just talk about that principle.
Well, I think John McCain was a great American. You know, there are so many great Americans, and I think John McCain was a great American. I mean, you know, served in the military, prisoner of war, you know, U.S. senator. In a lot of cases, he voted his conscience, not his party. And he spoke out on issues, and he spoke out on the need for a high-performance government. So my suggestion to the next president is name it after John McCain. And have a John McCain High-Performance Government Act, because government, good government matters.
So there's 4 specific components to that you're, yep, proposing. And the first is pretty basic, that for each of those smaller businesses within the government, they would have a plan.
Yep.
Talk about the plan.
Well, I think, you know, if first of all, take that business. Let's say there's 2.7 million people in the federal government. There's probably 270,000 teams. There's a lot of different businesses that matter. And each one of those teams should have a plan. And that plan should be, you know, what's your overall goal? And what I would want your goal to be, and what I think the next president should do is, what are you going to be the best in the world at? You know, we're going to have the best tax collection service in the world. Okay, great. And then what I would want to do is know, what's the good and the bad? You know, at Trek, we have plans, and every leader needs to update it once a quarter. Give me the good. What are the good things going on in your business? Now tell me about the brutal facts. Give me the worst stuff going on in your business. How can I help you if I don't know the worst things going on in your business? And then what are the key objectives? Like, what is your business trying to do, and when's it going to get done? And then the last part of the plan, which I always think is just the best part, is what do you need help with? And that's where you get a lot of conversation. That's where you get a lot of improvement. And I just know, because I've seen this happen in a variety of different organizations I've been associated with, when you have a plan in place, the chances that you're going to be successful are 10 times greater than if you don't. What does it cost to put a plan in place? Free. It's zero, right? There's all these things that people want to do to spend money. This one is zero. And with this, you could get a massive improvement in the government, and the government affects our lives every day.
A lot of employees in the federal government today, you talk about a tool that would allow you to listen to and learn from them.
Yeah.
Specifically, Great Place to Work. Explain.
Well, I would say it was 13 years ago or so. You walked into my office and said, tomorrow, we have Great Places to Work coming here, and they're going to give us a 30-minute presentation. Do I really need to do this? And you're like, yep, you really need to do this. I'm like, okay. So anyways, you and I had the meeting, and some guy from Great Places to Work gave us a presentation. It was like 32 slides. The first 30 were just terrible. And then he gets to 31, and he says, companies who implemented Great Places to Work make significantly more money than those who don't. Really? Now you have my interest. Okay. And so we implemented Great Places to Work. And it's been one of the greatest decisions ever made at Trek. It's an incredible tool. We send out a confidential survey to our employees 2 times a year. They answer 50 questions as to how things are going. And then they're able to provide fill-in-the-blank feedback. What else would you like to see at your job? And then from our point of view, we can take every team at Trek and we can see what's their level of satisfaction. How do they rate Trek as a great place to work? And you and I both know this, but there's a direct correlation between the great place to work score and how good their manager is. So through Great Places to Work, you can improve the workplace, you can also improve the leadership, and then you get all this free advice from your employees on how you can make the workplace better. All for free. And I'm sure there's some nominal cost to it, but it's an unbelievable program, and I would advise the next president, implement Great Places to Work.
Throughout all of the...
Throughout the entire government.
So we talked before about setting high standards and also holding people accountable.
Yeah.
And in the book, you address the issue of public unions as being a restriction there. Talk more about that.
Yeah, I think public unions are a bad idea. I think having a great place to work is a great idea. Pay people well, great benefits, but set high standards, hold people accountable. If you can't fire someone, you cannot hold them accountable. cannot be done. Franklin Roosevelt said having public unions is a bad idea. And at some point in time, somebody decided that it was a good idea. I think it's a bad idea. I think one of the problems we have in government is we don't try new things. We don't change course. And I really believe if we want to have the best government in the world, how many people want to have the best government in the world? Ask the taxpayers. And I think every one of them would say, I do. And I'm telling you, in order to get there, you have to set high standards for your employees. You got to be able to hold them accountable. And I'm all for giving employees feedback. These are the three things you need to improve. But ultimately, if the employee is like, not interested, you've got to be able to say, okay, thank you for all your service, but we clearly don't see eye to eye on your performance and what needs to be done. So I think it would be better if you took your talents elsewhere. You have to be able to have that talk if you want to have an awesome government. And in the United States, I believe we should have the best government in the world.
So your fourth component is to actually provide more education in that area, specifically a leadership academy. Talk about level five. Talk about the importance of having the tools for people in those roles.
So there's this great business thinker, Jim Collins. He's had a huge impact on Trek, and he formulates leadership into five levels, and level five is the highest level of leadership. So at Trek, we came up with a great program, Level 5 Leadership. We're a small business, and we've been able to do it with our resources. And I really believe, somebody told me this years ago, that people fail in their job for two reasons. One is they don't know what the job is, and two is they've never been trained to do it. And I think this is the overall problem with leadership in any organization, is people think that there's certain people who have gotten, like, you know, a wand, and they've been wanded or knighted, great leader. Like, it happens, you know, it's in your genes. It's not. It's like it's a skill that can be learned, but if nobody tells you what great leadership is, and if nobody's trained you on how you can be a great leader, it's not going to happen. And there are so many great leaders who would love to help the United States put together a great leadership academy. My advice to the next president would be, you could have an awesome leadership academy up and running in less than 6 months. It could be available not just for leaders in the government, but all employees of the United States government. Because there's a great company out on the East Coast, Wegmans, right? The grocery store chain, and they have a saying there, at Wegmans, everyone's a leader. And one of the things we do here at Trek is we make it available to everybody. Because, you know, great, if you teach people how to be great leaders, it not only helps them in their professional career, it also helps them in their personal life.
Solutions to problems.
Yep.
Creating a high performance government was today. We'll use this podcast to explore each of the challenges and, more importantly, the solutions. If people want a copy of the book, it's available for free. Visit aboldplan.com and share this podcast. Together, we can help people be more knowledgeable.
Yes, we can. We can help them be worthy of the title, citizen of the United States.
Thank you.
For sources and citations, please see A Bold Plan for America by John Burke.